Deep in the man cave, yeah.
Hello, guys, and welcome back. Thank you to Caleb Wang for that awesome intro once again. And today we have a rather interesting podcast. We're with Bill again. Bill, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, there's Bill. So it is Saturday, the 7th of November. November 7th, yeah, that's right. So, and we are going to be talking about the election, the first segment today. So, as we speak, it is 10:35 Saturday morning. AP just called the race for Biden, which I don't believe for a second. Bill, what's your takes on that?
Biden, Democrats cheated. Unfair. They didn't win. Trump's going to win. Everyone knows that.
Yep.
People from 1800 can't vote. It's fake news.
Exactly.
It's fake news.
Fake news. So do you want to go in and talk about Pennsylvania?
I think you start off with that.
Okay, so they just called it for Biden. 49.7 to 49.2. It's within 0.5, so I believe they can do a recount because they had 21,000 people vote who are dead. And the margin is, let me do my calculations.
Well, it's more than 21,000 is the margin.
It's 34,000. So if 21,000 dead people, you got to assume there's a couple more, right? That's just as they know of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got this. I think we got Pennsylvania, and I think we got Arizona. Let's pull up Arizona. Okay, in Arizona, Trump is losing 49.6 to 48.9 with a gap of, whoa, that went down all of a sudden. Let me look. 626.
It's 20,000.
Yeah, 20,000. It was 29,000 an hour ago, so we are gaining. I don't understand why they can't recall that. That's just how I feel.
I mean,
Bill, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's in 1% that they can, like, do a recount. So that's the only way. I don't know. I think Arizona's the one that didn't cheat.
I think Trump's going to get Arizona. Let's look back at Nevada, because that's another close one that we could get. Nevada, 49.8 to 48% with a 20,000 margin again. See, I don't understand why they can call that, why they, with 87% reporting, hasn't been called. Okay,
right.
Let's go look at Michigan. Michigan, we all know they cheated big time there. That's like a 100,000 margin. But let's look. Oh, they put it in. Okay, never mind. Forget about that. North Carolina, they won't call it. With 99% reporting, we are up by almost 100,000 votes. Don't understand that one again. It's like a Georgia for somehow they can call. Democratic, which Trump is losing by 0.2% by 11,000 votes.
It's not 11. No, it's 6,000. It's 7,000.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, bad maths. All right, so I think it's going to get called back. Who cares what the AP says? You know what I mean? You want to look at the House bill or the Senate?
Sure.
Okay, let's start. Isn't that Republican? The House is not. We have gained 5 seats. We needed 17. Let's look at California. That's an interesting one. Okay, so we got this guy's leading, hasn't been called, 99%. This guy's going to win, so there's another one. Right, yeah. Bill? It's pretty obvious. Then in the California 8th District, we're going to win another seat, up 9% with 43% reporting.
Sure, that's going to be close.
And then District 21, 47% reporting, up 5%. Mike Garcia, District 25, up 0.2%, up by just over 400 votes. So that's pretty interesting. I think we're going to get 7 more seats in California, which could be a very big deal.
All right.
So take a look at the Senate. Okay, so we got, I guess switch it. 48-46. And then, so this one, Georgia, is going to be going to a runoff. Since no one got up to 50%. Okay. So you want to move on to, like, Bears talk?
Sure.
Bears talk. Bears talk. All right, so the Bears lost to the Saints in an overtime game last week. Bill, what do you feel about that?
I was mad, angry, upset. I don't think they should have lost that game, but our offense is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Defense wasn't that good either, but I think it's mostly our offense's fault because it's really bad.
Pretend Trubisky didn't get hurt. Would you feel comfortable putting him back in?
I think I would put him back in, at least for one. Especially this week because we know we're most likely not going to win with the way our offense looks. So I'd say we would have started him, but he's injured, so.
Yeah, I feel you. You want to move on to our fantasy?
Sure.
All right, so as you guys know, I played Bill last week. I won, I believe, 125 to 100. Let me get that official number for you.
You know, I already have it.
Okay, yeah, it was 125 to 100.
It was a close game.
I'm going to go through my lineup. I got a matchup rating of A. Aaron Rodgers, 22.5 points. Pretty good week from him. Robert Woods, 24.9. Good breakout week after that fumble that lost me the game before. And Kamara got 20. That's average for him. Boston Scott got 8. Kind of a disappointment. Waller got 5. Allen Robinson got 17. Robbie Gould got 3. And Indy Steele got 15.
Well, he also cheats a lot because he's the owner of the league. So that's mainly why he won. So Ethan does cheat. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Bill, you want to go through your lineup?
Not really, no. I don't feel like people need to know how bad my team is.
I feel like you should.
All right, it's really bad. I got Big Ben, Tyler Boyd, Travis Fulgham.
How many points did they get?
Oh, Big Ben 15, Boyd 16, Fulgham 16, Kareem Hunt 8, Gallman 12, Jimmy Graham 2. I don't even know how to. Some like second backup in.
E. Ryan.
Four. And then like kicker at. 4 for the Dolphins, and I can't say where they're from. And then I got Philly defense, who got 20. They did good in that game.
Bill, why can't you say where the Dolphins are from?
Because that is against the law.
Okay. So, what do you
hear about your team this week? I know Aaron Rodgers popped off for you.
Oh, yeah, my team. So, Thursday night football was 2 days ago. I have Aaron Rodgers, I had him in my kicker. I had Aaron Rodgers get 28.9 points. Great week from him. Let's go over some of his stats. 305 pass yards, 4 tutties, and 7 rush yards. That's pretty good for him. And I also have my kicker, Robbie Gould, 30-yarder, and 2 PATs, 5 points. Bill, what happened with you?
All right, so I'm projected to get 70 points this week. I got, like, 3 of my starters on bye, so I didn't really care. I was going to lose anyway. So, I got the Nick Mullins guy from the backup. They got 12 at Taylor. He's that backup.
Taylor.
1.4. Big week. Aaron Jones got 10. He's kind of injured. And then Reed got 0.8. What's his name? Jordan Reed,
the tight end. So, who are you playing this week, Bill?
Brady.
Interesting. Is he going to beat you?
Well, he's projected to get 87% chance of winning already, but well, he's going to start Michael Thomas and Gallon. They're both going to get injured first play. I know that one.
All right. So I like the confidence, Bill. You want to like tell a joke first, Bill?
I need to find one. Ethan, do you have a joke?
I do. It's a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Ah, ah!
That's how it goes.
It works. All right, Bill, what's your joke? Speak.
Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Why?
Because every play has a cast.
All right, you want to move on to some shout outs and get done with this, Bill?
Yeah.
All right, who's your shout out for the day?
I got Colin Kane. He made a house building a house. He's great. Just call him up and his dad. Not joking. He builds houses for people that need them. Colin, great man. Colin Kane.
We're gonna shout out Marco. He's supposed to be here, but he didn't call me back. So great. Yeah.
That's happens when you don't call us back down the strip.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to be in, just DM me. All right. See ya. Bye.